So please welcome Jay, Blue Jay.
Hello, good evening, everybody. I'm definitely going to be cursing during the story, so if anybody's offended, I'm sorry ahead of time, or maybe you should leave. I'm definitely going to be saying some curse words. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the story. It's part of it. So my good friend John and I would go every single year up to San Francisco to watch the 49ers play the Saints because he was a huge Saints fan. And they used to be in the same division, so they played every year in San Francisco. And we made it a trip that we'd always go every single year. And we would stay with my good friend Pete, and he always had room enough on his floor for us to stay. And he was kind of a flake. And it was always a fun time, but the Saints always got beat up by the 49ers because the 49ers at the time were a really good team. Well, when we got there, Pete wasn't home. It was before cell phones, so we couldn't find him. And so we decided just to go down to the corner bar and wait for him to show up. And it was about 2 in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. And we went in, and it was empty except for the bartender, Rodney. And Rodney was a nice guy, and he served us some beers, and we were hanging out, talking to him, and Rodney loved music. And he kept putting music onto the jukebox, and we kind of half-listened to it and drank beer. And after an hour or two, people started showing up, getting off work, and started getting busier in there, and I could hear some people down the at the end of the bar in a room playing dominoes. And they were being really raucous, you know, just slamming the dominoes on the table and laughing. And I said, hey, I'm going to go watch this dominoes game. And Rodney says, no, hang on. Sometimes they play for money. They don't necessarily want you back there. And I said, everybody loves me. No problem. So I went back there, and on the jukebox comes Sade. It's, you know, you give me the sweetest taboo. And I went back there, and there was a woman playing dominoes, and she was kind of fat, and she was kind of like, you give me the sweetest taboo. And I knew that song, so I was, that's why I'm in love with you. And I even busted out, I'll stand out in the rain. And she's like, how do you know Sade? I said, I love it. I have sex with girls all the time to that song. And so we hung out. It was really fun. I went back and had another beer. It's getting busier in the bar. It's getting a little bit more crowded. And, you know, I was like, oh, man, like, hey, I looked around and I said, hey, John, I said, you realize we're the only white people in this bar? And he said, yeah, we're going to die. And he was like, it was like 4/5 of a joke, you know? And so I said, you know, I said, you know, what's the deal here? And he said, well, I think maybe, you know, on the door it says Corn and Company. Maybe it's like kind of a black hangout. I said, well, it's the only place here to drink, so let's hang out. And so we stayed, and it was getting later in the day. Kept checking to see if Pete was home, not home. So we just kept on drinking beers. And later in the day, a song comes on the jukebox, and I've heard it probably 5 or 6 times because Rodney keeps putting it on, but I never listened to the words. And it goes, doo-doo-doo. When I stop making love, I just don't make love. I be stroking. And it was Stroking by Clarence Carter. And I don't know if you've ever heard this song before, but it is extremely dirty. And it was, I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. And then it gets even worse because I stroke it to the north, and I stroke it to the south. I stroke it everywhere. I even stroke it with my, woo, I be stroking. And the song ends, and I look over at John, and I go, John, and we, you know, we're drinking beers, and I said, do you hear this song? And he looks back at me. It's like he had heard it for the first time. He finally listened to the lyrics, too, and we were laughing so hard that our bodies weren't moving. We were just, you know, when you're tight, you're just like, and we were crying, and we were just, the two white guys with our football jerseys and our hats on in this completely black bar, all black people, and we're crying. We're laughing so hard. You got to know, these people are like, what are these guys doing? What are they doing in here? And so I said, all right, well, I'm going to go check and see if Pete's home. Still not home. Come back, and there's a beer sitting at my seat. And I say, hey, Rodney, I didn't order this. I'm getting kind of drunk. I don't think I really want this. And he says, oh, no, there's a guy down at the end of the bar. He bought a drink for everyone in the bar. And I looked down, and I said, whoa, that guy's a pimp. And he was dressed like a pimp. For real, though. I mean, he had the derby, and like the felt on the derby, and he had like a long like coat fur coat, and he had the cane, and he didn't limp. He just like had the cane. And so we don't want to be rude, so we went and said, oh, thank you very much, you know. And he said, oh, he was very polite and shook our hands. And, you know, but in his head, he's going to be like, "What? Who are these guys in their football jerseys hanging out in here?" Well, it's been hours. It's like 10 o'clock. We've been in there since 2 o'clock, and I'm pretty wasted. And the whole place is packed with people, and we're still the only two white people in the whole bar. And I said, look, I got to go to the bathroom. And I haven't been back to the bathroom all day. I must have gone on at the gas station or something. I haven't been looking for it one time. So I'm going back into the Domino's room, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, wait a minute. They don't really like people back there, and the players have changed. It's not the, you give me the cool lady that I like made friends with earlier. Now it's like guys that look like they don't want to be disturbed. And they're concentrating on the Domino's, and they're big and scary looking. And so I tried to not look like I was staying really close to the wall, but I stayed really close to the wall. And I went over, and there was a little door there, and it didn't have bathroom or his and hers on it or whatever. But there was nothing else that could have been the bathroom. And so I started to reach my hand for the door, and that's when I just thought, God, what's behind this door? You know, I don't want to find something that I shouldn't be seeing behind this door, you know. And so as soon as my hand hit the handle, The guy closest to me playing dominoes goes, "Don't fucking touch that door!" And oh my God, I do not know how I didn't pee, but I did the whole shake thing, and everybody just got. I said, "What?" He said, "My friend's taking a shit in there." Everybody in the whole back of the. I said, "Do you know what you almost did to me just now?" And everybody in the back of that room was cracking up. So I guess my narrow escape was I almost forgot to take wisdom away from this night because I was pretty drunk. I remember it pretty well for how wasted I was. And then that Sunday, the 49ers got their butts handed to them by the Saints. Thank you very much.